This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Moving on to a lot more important thing. Hopefully on the other end of the line here, I should be having Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Did you like that? Did you like a bit of Bon Jovi?
Oh, yeah, you can't beat it, can you?
Yeah, you have a bit of rocking round your real well, do you?
Yeah, it goes together quite well at times.
It does, yes. One of my favourite watering holes, I must say. Let's talk about beer first, shall we? Because you are... what's your official title? You're something to do with camera.
I'm the branch membership secretary.
I was going to say secretary.
Editor of the newsletter.
Oh, right, yeah. I drink down the Mill Bay quite a lot, and they have quite a few beers from... I knew that would happen. The name's gone for me. A brewery in the New Forest, quite close to us.
Ringwood?
Of course it is, yes. Ringwood, yeah. I like their Ringwood 49er.
Yes, I concur with that. It's one of my favourites, too.
Yeah, it's not really a session beer, though, is it?
No. It's a sort of, like, end-of-the-evening beer.
That's right, yeah. Well, you're here in your guise from camera, and you're very busy this time of year organising or helping to organise the Beer and Buses weekend, which is next weekend.
Yes, it's turning out to be almost a full-time job for some of us, just sort of coordinating the pubs and getting the programmes sent out in the post, and one or two little loose ends that seem to need constant tidying up.
Because, of course, this isn't a thing that is sort of peculiar to the Isle of Wight, but I think we could probably say with quite a lot of conviction, it's probably the most popular, probably the busiest now in the country, I would have thought, wouldn't you?
We've been told that it's the largest event of its kind in the country, and as somebody pointed out, that means in Europe, because that our European friends don't run events like this. So, yes, we're sort of saying that it's the biggest event of its kind in Europe.
So it might even be the biggest event of its kind in the world, really. If you're splitting hairs and saying beer and not that funny fizzy lager stuff, because even if somewhere like America or Australia do it, they don't understand real well, do they? They're all into that fizzy stuff, that manufactured stuff.
I've got to say, I had a holiday in America recently, and they're cottoning on over there. In fact, there's some very good little breweries over there at the moment, but I think Britain, when it comes to real ale, Britain still leads the world.
Yes, of course, because even on the island we do, don't we? But we have these lovely microbreweries that don't produce a lot, but it's real top quality and really different
lucky.
Beer.
We're very lucky. We've got three very good brewers on the island.
Because, as I say, I take the mick a bit, but I drink lager as well. But I must admit, what I do find with real ale, especially obviously if it's kept well, is there's such a variety of different tastes, isn't there?
It constantly amazes me that basically you've only got sort of three or four ingredients going into beer, and the variety that you can do just by tweaking things and how the barley's malted. And the different types of hops that go in, you get a tremendous variety of flavours.
And, of course, it's obviously this time of year, obviously it's all been gathered in, but I think I saw something when I was driving home about some sort of event out at the Botanic Gardens. Of course, they grow hops, do they, out there now?
They do, yes. I think this is their third or fourth year of growing hops at the Botanic Gardens. They are used in several Isle of Wight beers now.
Have you ever tried any of it?
Yes, indeed. Yes. You're going to ask me to. They one called Tropic Ale, which is a Yates brew, and there's some from Goddard. And off the top of my head, I can't remember which ones they are.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah, that's all right. But no, I must try and search some of that out, especially as I live in Ventnor. I should support it, shouldn't I?
Yes, absolutely. They had a hop festival a couple of weeks ago. And just prior to that, they had a volunteers hop picking day when all they right. get volunteers to go and actually harvest this year's crop.
Oh, that must be really good. I should have got involved in that, because after drinking it for years, I could actually get involved in the where it all starts, as it were.
Well, there is the incentive if you're hop picking, there's free beer.
Oh, right. Oh, I should have got down there then. I'll put it in my diary for next year. Anyway, getting on to the beer and the beer and buses thing, that's taking place next weekend. And I've already said there's two main hubs to it, isn't there? There's slightly different this year. It's still on the quay, but because the bridge is broken or not working. Can you have a bridge that's not working? I guess so. I think the main termini, as it were, is going to be around Jubilee Stores. So as a pedestrian, you can still walk down Key Street and walk across the bridge, but just walk a bit further past the Riverside. I'm sure the Riverside wouldn't mind if you popped in for a cup of tea or a beer, for that matter, and then pick the buses up from there. And, of course, obviously, the other main hub is obviously the Bus and Coach Museum over in Ryde.
That's correct. In actual fact, the drop-off point for the Newport will be outside the Riverside Centre.
Oh, right, okay.
We're going to load the passengers in the car park at Jubilee Stores. And just in case anyone's worrying about queuing up in the rain, because we have to bear in mind that it does rain sometimes, it will be undercover. We're arranging for a big marquee to go up over the car park.
All right. So that would be good then. So, do you know how many buses you got taken part this year?
I think it was smack on 100. It was 101.
Wow!
And I think we've heard from someone on the mainland that unfortunately their buses are not going to be ready in time. So I think it's smack on 100.
Oh, blimey, that's cool. Can you remember how many you had the first year?
The first year we had about 40.
Wow. Well, and how many years ago was that?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year. Well, that's grown some in 4 years, then, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the first year we think we had about 2,000, maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people. And last year we think, it's very difficult to be precise, but if we work out the capacity of the buses, the number of routes, and do a little bit of number crunching, we think that we had about 8,000 people involved last year. And this year we're looking at, we think, about 10,000.
That's phenomenal, isn't it? Over a weekend, over what's an October weekend, and it's not, it's still a school weekend, as it were, isn't it? There's no holidays about and whatever. So that's an amazing amount of people for off-season, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we seem to be helping out the hotels and the bed and breakfast and the guest houses. They seem to do well out of it.
Yes, I think this year it's the same, because I remember talking to someone over here in a conversation last year that there's a guest house. I don't know. I won't say which one it is, because it might not be, but somewhere out along the military road that I think gets taken over by all the mainland buses. The car park's chock-a-block with buses. Because
I know that the establishment you mean, and yeah. I think that they enjoy it so much that one particular group of bus owners have booked it up for the next 3 years.
Yeah, because I know a few people asked me, because they know I'm a bit of a bus enthusiast, and they said to me, oh, what are all those buses doing? I said, oh, it must be something to do with the beer and buses weekend. And of course, is as you say, you must be the, well, not you personally, but the event must be contributing hugely towards the tourism. Everyone's got to, most people come down with a bus, obviously got to have somewhere to stay, haven't they? And they've got to have somewhere to eat and what have you. So it's a big sort of fill up to the economy at what is a quiet time of year between the summer and Christmas, isn't it?
Yes, I mean Ben and I first started discussing the idea. There was already an event called the October Running Day.
That's right, I remember it well. Yes.
And we said to the bus museum, "Would you like to come in with us?" And we will put it over, not having one day, we'll have 2 days. That way, if people come down to it, they've got to stay overnight, and the hotels will benefit.
That's right. It's because I say it's amazing how it's grown, and of course all the people that come down with their buses, of course they're not being paid to do it. Quite the reverse, aren't they? It's costing them money to do it.
No, that is the. It never ceases to amaze me that these enthusiasts will buy a bus, take it over, restore it, get it running, bring it down to the island, run it over the weekend, and they do it just for the love of it.
Yeah, because I wouldn't imagine, probably talking about 4 or 5 miles to the gallon, I would have thought. So in diesel alone, it would be quite eye-watering, I would have thought.
Ben's more the bus expert than I am, but, I mean, he says that some of them don't get much change out of £1,000 for the weekend, and they say that not only that, but the amount of time that they put into it never ceases to amaze me.
Have you any idea off the top of your head the furthest afield someone's coming, do you know?
I think we've got a bus coming down from Glasgow. We did last year. In fact, we found out that we had two buses coming down from Glasgow, one of which didn't originate to Glasgow, but had been up there for an event the week before. So we had two travelling all the way down from Scotland.
Good heavens, much as I'm into buses and what have you, in what is obviously by the nature of what they are, an older bus, that's some mammoth driving trip. That must take some time, isn't it? It's probably flat out at about 50 miles an hour.
I'm not quite sure how they do it. I would imagine that there's more than one driver, and they take it in turns. But yeah, it's a long, it's good to take them a fair amount of time to come down to the island.
So is everything more or less in place now and it's just waiting for the event to take place, or there's always last-minute hitches?
What we're doing at the moment, we publish a little booklet called Who's Got What, so that people can see what beers the pubs have got on, and we have to leave that to the last minute. You can't expect a pub to know what beers, if you go round to them, when we start planning in April. You can't expect a pub in April to know what beers they're likely to have on in October. So no. That really gets left to a little bit to the last minute. And Ben and I will be sitting down tomorrow and putting this little booklet together. Well, it's quite a big booklet. 84 venues, and some pubs have got a few beers on, and some of them have got an astounding amount of beers on. So that's what we're doing. That's that this weekend's task.
Is there a bus route this year up to Culverhaven?
There is indeed, yes.
That's the two times of the year then you can get a bus up to Culverhaven to have a drink up there then.
Yes, they've even got some Morris dancers performing up there this year.
Oh, right. So as you say, this must take a huge amount of organisation. I guess this is a bit of a loaded question, really, but do you still enjoy doing it, or has it become a bit of a sort of a monster hanging around your neck?
No, I'm still enjoying it.
Oh, that's the main thing then, isn't it? It's because I say sometimes these things sort of, because I say to grow from about 40 buses to about 100 buses, I'm looking through the website now. We've got everything. I'm going to ask you a question now. This is going to test you on buses, right?
Oh, Ben's the bus expert, but give me a go.
Yeah, do you know what a tin can is? Do you know what a nickname that is for?
No, please tell me.
It's for, let's see, I'm not sad. I don't know why. Being interested in buses always seems to be a hobby you've got to sort of apologise for, but I don't know why, because it's, but anyway, no, it's a Leyland National. It's a single-decker bus that was sort of made in conjunction with the National Bus Company, and I think a lot of people sort of like love to hate them. I think it's but they're quite a modern looking bus, but I see there's a few of those coming. There's I'm on your website now. I can see there's a few RTs coming and a few low deckers and whatever, so plenty to keep the bus enthusiast happy. And you know what amazes me, and I'll say this being a bus enthusiast myself, so I'm allowed to slightly perhaps take the mickey out of myself, is that hobbies like that, I say, do have a bit of a reputation for being of a certain sort of people. Do you know what absolutely amazes me, Tim, is the huge cross-selection of people you get on your buses next weekend. It's everything from, okay, the people with the expensive cameras and they're determined to take a photo of every bus they go on, a bit like me, really, but I don't admit to it, to families, to older people, to young people. It does really amaze me, Tim, the cross-selection of people, the amount of people that take part in the event.
Yes, that was something that didn't surprise us, but we were very pleased about the first year we ran it, because what we didn't want it to do would be just full of no disrespect to people that like going into pubs and having a drink, but we didn't want it just to be for people like that. And we were so pleased that certainly on the Sunday so many families came on board, give the children a ride in a bus and see parts of the Isle of Wight that they wouldn't normally see. That was very, it did cheer us up a great deal, and it's something that we'd like to publicise, that it's not just about people that want to go and drink beer.
No.
We're more than welcome to do that, but there's lots of other things to do as well.
Yeah. So tell me when it takes place. I guess it runs from, what time's the first bus on Saturday?
Roughly about 10:30. It does depend on where you're coming from. Obviously,
right.
We're running buses from Cowes and from Yarmouth, earliest to get people into onto the island.
Yeah.
And then that will run through till about 6:30 on both days.
And, of course, what I say about lots of things, always say this, is make sure you buy a programme. There's plenty of places around the island that you can get programmes. And then most of the participating pubs have programmes, and please make sure, I can do the hard sell, Tim, because I'm not, please make sure you buy a programme, because that's the only way that this event makes any sort of money. I believe the bus museum take a bit of money from the programmes, don't they, and that's I think last year, the year before, is what helped them smarten up their, the front of their museum now. Looks brilliant, doesn't it? Probably as good as when it was built. And that's how they make their money, isn't it?
That's right. It's just in case anybody's hearing about this for the first time, we cannot charge for travelling on the buses. So it's absolutely free. The only way that we can finance the event is by the sale of programmes. And I forgot to mention one of the other little jobs, last-minute jobs we're doing, and that is what we call our supplement. That's where we list all the buses that are running and which routes they're going to be on and a little bit of history about each bus. We leave that to the last minute because of last-minute changes, and that will be available from the bus museum from Thursday. A few pubs are selling it, and then on the day.
Right, okay.
So sale of supplement and sale of programmes. Please buy a programme. It helps us finance the event.
Otherwise, we'll send the boys round. Right, I best go now then, Tim, because I was going to run out of time in this hat. But thanks a lot for getting back into contact with us. We're always pleased to support the event. And doubtless I shall be roaming around next weekend with my iPhone and hope to do a few interviews and perhaps put together a bit of a special, and that can help support the event for next year.
That would be absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much for your help. And I shall be the little chap in the high-vis jacket wandering about Newport Key, so if you're about, come and say hello.
I will. Thanks a lot, Tim. That's
all right,
great.
You're welcome.
Cheers, then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
That was a good interview, that passion of mine, buses, so I hope you found that interesting.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.